Well, what about the many stories of people claiming to see loved ones coming for them in death? And I have two answers to that. Number one is possibly a hallucination. When someone is dying, especially if they're on their deathbed and it's a slow death, they can hallucinate due to medicines that they're taking. Sometimes it's morphine or something like that, pain medication. Also, it's the effects of the organs shutting down. And when your organs start to shut down, your body goes out of whack, your brain chemistry is all, you know, messed up. And that can cause, and I heard a scientist describe this one time. He said, I can look back at that doorway, and because my brain is messed up by whatever is going on as I'm dying, I remember a time when Jenny is walking through that doorway, and my brain superimposes that memory onto what I'm looking at with my eyes, and I think I see Jenny. See what I'm saying? So you might have somebody who's dying, and someone they love has already died and gone to heaven, and then they think they're seeing them because of the way their brain is functioning. But also there is the possibility of devil deception. There are people who are lost as a goose, as they say, who have had relatives show up at the end and tell them they're taking them to heaven. Well, if you're lost, you ain't going to heaven. So that loved one isn't really a loved one no matter way how you shake it out. Just real quick, let's look at a couple of these. Leviticus 19, and I want to warn you. Verse 31. Thank you, Charlie. Leviticus 19:31. But I want to warn you, when you talk to people about this, they get real emotional about it. Because in their mind, you're calling Grandpa's deathbed, you know, experience a lie, or that he was lying to them. You're like, no, I'm not saying he's lying. I'm saying he was seeing what he was seeing, but it was because of, you know, things that happen when you die. Well, in that case, it would be hallucination. And then there's those times where, you know, if somebody's talking to me about their grandpa and he was a wicked reprobate, I would say, that wasn't grandma, that was a devil, you know, appearing as grandma. But Leviticus 19:31 says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So listen, what I'm saying is don't base your belief on deathbed experiences. No matter who told you, I don't care if it's your mother, your grandmother, your father, your grandfather, I don't care who it is. You have to base your belief on what the Bible says. And so if somebody in your family, and listen, I've got people, family and friends, who've told me these stories. And I've tried to explain to them, it wasn't your departed loved one. No matter what, we know that for a fact. And it was most of the time, if you're talking about a Christian, I believe you're talking about hallucinations. But we know it's not, because that's what the Bible's talking about. When it says a familiar spirit. The reason it calls them familiar spirits, because spirits, these devils, they will come to you appearing as someone you know or love or trust. Now listen, I've told this story. There's a lady that was a Sunday school teacher in a church I was in as a kid, independent fundamental Baptist. And she started buying into these stories. And she started getting into that stuff. Next thing you know, she believes that she's talking to departed people. And she believes what they told her instead of the Bible. And she jumped Christianity. She now openly declares herself to be a medium. And she goes to these people, and these people can be as wicked as could be. Unsaved, no profession of faith, a fornicating, lying, drug addict, whores, prostitutes, whatever. And commit suicide. And she's made it her specialty to bring the parents in, contact that spirit, and assure the parents that their child is okay. It is. People say it's of the devil. You can't get any more of the devil than that. And she is deceived, and she is deceiving those parents. But the sad thing is that all these other people, relatives and friends, they hear this and they think, well, if he went to heaven, we're all pretty well upset. That's how people get. Look over at 1 Timothy 4:1. And I want to say it again. If it's a Christian who's on the deathbed and they say they're seeing a loved one or whatever, and you know, it doesn't have to be someone on deathbed. It can be someone who's sick or someone who's taking some of these psych meds. They can just be on psych meds and they lose a departed loved one and then they say that person's showing up at night. It can be anything like that. They better be very careful believing that stuff. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, how many of you believe we're in the last days? Well, 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And people, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there. I talked about it Sunday. Pastors of churches. Some who remain pastors because they don't want to lose the paycheck and the benefits and the retirement plan. And they totally have abandoned the faith in their heart. And there's others who are quitting churches and joining the humanist associations and these other organizations and speaking as a so-called ex-evangelical. And it is happening more today than I think we've ever seen. Why? Because we're in the last days. And the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. And you would be, I mean, these people are all falling into this stuff of talking to angels and talking to what they call spirit guides and talking to their deceased loved ones and all that stuff. And it's happening. Yeah. Well, anytime you abandon the Bible as your source, the Bible is supposed to be the source of our beliefs. And once you abandon that, 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." So if some spirit, whether it looks like a departed loved one or not, shows up, the Bible says, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits." That means put them on trial. Whether they are of God. And it goes on to talk about false prophets and how we can know the spirit of Antichrist and other things there. But we know when it comes to spirits showing up in our presence, we know that it's not going to be a departed loved one. Let me loud and clear before we move on. You will not be visited by a loved one. So if you ever see a loved one coming back from heaven, I mean, if they came from Westerville, that's one thing. If they flew in from California, okay. But if they left heaven, supposedly, to come and visit you, that's not a loved one. That is a familiar spirit. And the thing to do is to immediately pray and ask the Lord to remove that spirit. Don't play these stupid games like, "I bind you in the name of Jesus." That's not in the Bible. But the Bible does say that we can call on the Lord as Michael the archangel. He even looked at Satan and said, "The Lord rebuke you." You're not the one to rebuke them, but you ask the Lord to remove that spirit. And you don't need a priest to come in and sprinkle holy water. You just pray and ask the Lord to remove that spirit. And if you've got Ouija boards, you've got tarot cards, I don't care if they're worth something, they belong to your great-grandmother, whatever, burn them. Get them out of your house. If you've got rock and roll or whatever kind of funky folk music or whatever that's voodoo and got all that stuff in it, burn it. Get it all out of your house.